Restoring My Soul, Friday the 4th of July. Adoption and New Birth. In response to their acceptance of this amazing invitation, the Holy Spirit comes into the believer's spirit as the spirit of adoption, enabling them to call God my Father. Summarizing this wonderful waypoint of salvation, the Apostle Paul declared, "For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we, as an identity, cry out, Abba, Father." When the Holy Spirit comes into the spirit of a hearer, enabling them to cry, Abba, Father, they are sealed with the Spirit and become a temple for the Holy Spirit. Summarizing the steps leading to this significant waypoint, Paul wrote, number 1, "In Him, that is Christ, you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Number 2, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is, and number 3, the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, to the praise of His glory." It is amazing to consider that the Holy Spirit, whom a person receives in a first fruits measure, is a guarantee of their eternal salvation. He is committed to leading them in all truth. In response to the believer's cry, Abba Father, which is enabled by the spirit of adoption, the Father sends forth the seed of the Spirit of Christ into the spirit of the believer. This is the unique seed of their name, which was brought forth through the travail of the one seed, Christ. This is what Paul meant when he said, "And because you are sons, that is by adoption, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba Father. Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 8, verses 15 and 23, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 to 22, and Galatians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. For further study, Ephesians chapter 1.